It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome. There I am.
There we go.
Welcome to the Fort Site Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Indians are going to take on the Parkway Panthers. I'm not sure what the record is for Parkway coming in. Has anybody heard? No, I didn't look it up. I should have. I mean, that's part of my job, I think, and I forgot. but I know they've got to be pretty good. I would say better than 500. They got a couple nice, really nice players out of Hughes. Hughes is the daughter of Lynn Bin.
Yep, and Doug Hughes.
And Doug Hughes. Yep.
There's a little height there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of height, yeah, for sure. Probably the leading rebounder in the MAC. I don't know that for sure because we don't have the leaderboards out yet, but I do know against, I think, Massinawa Valley, she had 31 rebounds. 31 rebounds. 24 points,
wow.
31 rebounds. That's a pretty good, yeah. That's going to help out her average a little bit. So, and I'm sure she was the big, you know, the tallest girl out there and doing her thing. So,
I'm not sure her mom ever had 31 rebounds.
No, no. And I hope she's at home bragging, and I hope Lynn is listening in.
Lynn's probably listening to WRKB.
I'm sure she is.
Unless she's here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she's here somewhere. A good friend of mine. So, and then we also have Stober girl, too. She is a phenomenal player. Her mom was a phenomenal player back in the day, too. So we definitely have a great team here for Parkway. So we have to play our A game.
Yes.
And hopefully we can take care of the ball a little bit better tonight. I thought we had a lot of turnovers last Tuesday night against St. Mary's. Nothing against St. Mary's. They were a phenomenal team.
They were really good.
They were a rebound and go team. Rebound and go. That's like the dream team. Yep. So
let's take a commercial break here from Coach Gann, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
It's time to get ready for those holiday parties, so don't forget that Wayne Street Market has everything you need. Stop and pick up what you need to make your special recipes, or talk to them about handling any or all of it for you. They have pies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And they have plenty of Cooper Farms turkey rolls in stock, both all white meat and mixed white and dark. Also, it's time to order your party trays for your holiday parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order a few days ahead. And be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls every time you're in the store. They're always a great snack. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your holiday supplies. They have everything you need to prepare the big feast this year. Great selection, great prices at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Helms Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at the TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, playsets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Okay, we're back. Are we back?
Yep, we're back.
Can you hear me? I feel like I'm not really loud. Am I okay? Maybe I am. Yeah, am I okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, it just sounds a little light. So we're back for there. There it is.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
go,
a lot better. I don't know
I turned your headset volume up. I didn't want to deafen you before, but.
Got it. Like I couldn't hear myself, so I was like, ah. So we got about 3 minutes before game time, and I'm just going to go over some upcoming events or things that we got to do here. Friday, the boys play at Parkway, and FRR Radio is going to broadcast that, and NFHS video will be available as well.
Yeah, now that NFHS video will be available. It will have WRKD's announcers on the video.
Oh,
so
okay.
As I told them to tell their fans tonight, turn our audio down tonight, turn theirs down tomorrow night and listen to us. Turn ours down tonight for their fans and listen to WRKD.
To them, yeah. Okay, great.
You have to do the pause thing a little bit to get it coordinated, but it takes 30 seconds or something
good.
Messing around with it to get
good.
It to get to listen to the one you want to listen to.
I see. So Mechanicsburg, are we going to be announcing somebody?
Yes, we got it straightened out now.
Okay,
we were going to have problems because we were going to be in Mechanicsburg for the girls game and in Sonya for the boys game, but we weren't going to be able to get back to Ansonia in time. So PGW had a Jay County had a cancellation, so the game they were going to do, they're now going to be able to do the Ansonia game, and we can simulcast that, and we can do that from anywhere. So I can be halfway back to Ansonia and still connect the simulcast.
Yay. Okay, good.
But there was no way we could get the equipment from Mechanicsburg to Ansonia until first, second, third quarter was already underway. So we're going to be able to do that. Yeah.
Good. So So listen for the girls game at Mechanicsburg.
Yep.
We'll be broadcasting that, and then the boys at Ansonia with NFHS video as well.
And that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So.
Okay, WPGW. Oh, yep, right there it is. I missed that.
Yep, because I was using a light.
Yep, you did. And I just wanted to let everybody know that there are some barbecue pulled pork dinner tickets that the softball team is selling.
And where can they buy those?
You can actually get them at the concession stands at the boys and girls basketball games that will have them there. Or if you want to get a hold of any softball player, they will have them as well. Carrie and Ken Shane will have them.
So maybe my friend Ava here probably has
one. Yes, Ava. Ava right here.
They're going to be available at St. Joe's store as well, which is the one providing the dinner.
So when is that dinner?
That dinner is on March 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. And again, it's Wendell's Barbecue. If you haven't had it,
I would definitely suggest it.
I did what I usually do with the dinners, and I bought... I think four or five. And then I didn't have to cook anything for a week.
Right, exactly. So we got about 20 seconds for the national anthem, so we'll be right back.
Are you getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with family and friends, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sara Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, and a large selection of beer and wine. And don't forget to grab some of their famous store-made cheese balls and a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, and we're back.
Yeah, we're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Getting the starting lineups going for the Parkway Panthers. We have senior guard Danny Huff, 5'5" senior, and then a 5'11" Gabriella Stover, who is a junior. And then we have a 6'1" Allison Hughes. I believe she is a junior. Yep, junior. And then a 5'8" guard, Emery Middle, number 25. She is also a junior. And then we have a sophomore, Paige Williamson, a 5'7", again, sophomore. So a little bit about Parkway. I think they only have one senior starting, but they have a lot of varsity experience on the floor with Gabriella Stover on her third year of varsity. I think Allison Hughes is also maybe on her third year of varsity. So lots of varsity experience for this Parkway team. So Indians need to be on their A game tonight. What do you think?
Yeah,
for sure.
So.
Yeah,
I mean Parkway's just a really good school at a lot of sports. So
yep. So for the Fort Recovery Indians, the normal five. I'm sorry, Whitley Rammel, Grace Guggenbiller, Mara Pearson, Allie Wendell, and Alexis Wendell will be your starting five, and then Whitley and Little Miss Hughes, God love her. Her mama and I are good friends. Are going to jump the ball here in about 1 second. And then Whitley, over and back. I think Parkway got the tip off, but went the wrong way, so it was an over the back call. That's a quick ball by the official. I'm like, man, he called that awful quick. So, and they're having a little bit of a conversation, and the one official that called it says, I made up my mind. This was the call. This is what happened. So turnover already by the Parkway Panthers. So that's what we like to see, an early turnover.
Yeah.
So Indians have control of the ball. We get the first chance to score. So Grace Guggenbiller top. Over to Mara to the right-hand side. They're going to look to get it into Whitley, but not so much. Grace Guggenbiller is going to take the three and miss it. But Alexis Wendell is going to hustle down to get the ball. And she dishes it out to Callie Wendell. Over to Grace Guggenbiller. Over to Mara Pearson. And they're going to take Mara's going to take and just drive it right to the hole. I mean, they couldn't have left it more wide open for her. So that was a beautiful play by Mara Pearson. And for everybody to kind of clear it out. So a dish and drive by Parkway, and they miss it, and rebound goes down to Alexis Wendell. So she gets her second rebound already. So nice job by Alexis. Good aggressive play. Grace with the pop and jumper. Rebound goes to number 31 for Parkway Panthers, just over the top of Whitley's hands. I think she jumped a little bit early. Gabriella Stover for the three, and she misses it. Ball goes down. Ball goes down to Mara, and then she misses it, and Whitley kicks it out of bounds. So inbounds play by the Parkway Panthers. Good aggressive play by the Indians. Just couldn't quite get a hold of it. So Parkway's going to throw it in here over to Stover, taking control. She's going to drive in and dish it out to Danny over to 31. She's going to drive in, dish to Hughes. She's going to come around and drive and miss it, and rebound goes down to Callie. Nice aggressive play. Mara is going to drive all the way and get blocked by Stover. Ball comes down by, and it gets stealed. Stolen. And Mara Pearson gives us two. So a turnover by Parkway, steal by the Indians. Mara Pearson gets her fourth point. Indians up 4-0 in this 6 minutes left to go in this first quarter. And drive Whitley Ramel gets the rebound. So block shot by Whitley. A great defensive play. Thank you. Great defensive play by Grace Cooper-Miller. She almost missed her man, but then she got her the last second. So saved a little backdoor play. I don't think it was really a backdoor play, but a good play by Parkway and Grace Guggenberg just hustled to it and made a great play. So Indians going to take their time and set up their offense. Alexis is going to drive, dish it over to Mara, to Callie, over to Grace in the corner. She's going to drive and give it to Alexis. She's going to one-hand shot it off the backboard. Rebound goes down to Hughes. And they're going to dribble the ball down the court. She's going to spin and just misses it. And Hughes gets the rebound but can't get the ball back in. So, but the ball goes out on the Indians somehow. And Parkway gets the ball under their own basket. Inbounds play goes to 31 for Parkway. And Hughes is going to take a three-pointer and she's going to miss it. Rebound to Parkway. And Emery Middle gets a 2-point. So Indians take the ball down the floor. Mara Pearson's going to drive, dish it to Grace. Grace doesn't like her look, so she's going to dish it over. Whitley Ramel out in the corner. She doesn't want to take the shot. Back out to the top to Callie, to Mara. Mara's going to drive and get fouled. Good, 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 good. I was hoping, if she gets fouled every time she drives, we're in good shape. But sometimes they don't always call that, so it just depends. She keeps the ball high enough, it's a good thing. So Indians at the Hall Brothers foul line is Mara Pearson in this Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And her first one is up and just in and out. It goes down and out. So misses her first one. Hopefully she makes her second one. Come on, Hall Brothers, pull through for us, and she does. So Mara's got our first 5 points, our only 5 points. We'll take it. It's Indians up 5-2, 4 minutes and 37. Yeah, for sure. So Stover dishes over, back into the corner, and 31's going to drive in and just miss it. Whitley Ramel fouls. She gets it over to Hughes, and Whitley fouls Hughes. So just a little late on the play. I think she was there a little bit earlier. She'd have had her, but just a little bit late on the play. I think she was going for the ball and then turned and said, the ball got to Hughes. I got to foul her. So yeah. Hughes is going to step to the Paul Brothers foul line here and see if she can miss a couple. First one is missed.
Nice.
Yeah, they just keep doing that the whole game. So 22 for Parkway. Adria Miller is going to check in for Danny Huff. And Hughes' second shot. Going to take a minute and goes up, and it is no good. Board goes down to Whitley Ramel, and she gives it out to Mara. So Indians still up 5-2. Over to Grace. Grace can give it back to Mara. Over to the right hand side, back to Alexis. Over to Whitley, to Grace, to Callie. She's going to drive baseline and give it back out to Grace. Over to Whitley, to Alexis. Samara, pop, drop, and she misses it, but Callie's there for the rebound and gets pushed out of bounds, but the ball goes to the Parkway Panthers. I think I looked down. Did she get pushed out of bounds or did she fall?
It seemed like it. It seemed like she got kind of pushed.
But I think
she was
it
trying
was
to
by
save
us.
It,
I think Alexis was helping her. I think they got pushed each other out. So Stover's going to bring the ball down the floor. Give it over to Niddle. And they're just going to drive quick pick and rolls. Not pick and rolls. Over to Niddle. She misses her three-pointer. Rebound goes down to Whitley. And she dishes it out to Callie Wendell. Over to Alexis. Quick little play. Back to Whitley. Pulling. I kind of like the idea of pulling Hughes out of underneath the basket.
Yeah.
So we have. I didn't see her sneak in. Maybe I did. Elizabeth. Whitley over to Grace. Grace is going to go baseline and go to Alexis. She pops a little 10-footer, misses it. Ball goes down to Niddle. She's going to drive the ball down the floor. She double dribbled but didn't call it. I saw it. I promise I saw it. Stober's going to dribble. She's going to try to get open. Can't get open, but she dishes it out to Niddle. Can't get open. And, she throws it to 31 and turns it over. So turnover by Parkway Panthers. So Mara Pearson's going to go back in for Elizabeth Alec. I almost called her Wendell, but Elizabeth Alec.
I think everybody just needs to change the name.
Yeah,
I know.
I think Elizabeth Alec does a great job on defense. She's
really
just a baller.
Yeah.
She's got a nose for the ball. Ooh, Callie tries to throw it into Grace and goes out of bounds off of Parkway. So good thinking by Callie, just a little bit late maybe. Indians up 5-2 in this Fowler Mechanical first quarter. We've got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. Grace into Mara. She gets blocked, I think, by Hughes. And then Hughes gets the – I don't know that it's even a rebound because it was a blocked shot. And then Stevenson's going to dribble in. Darn it. So 2 points go to Paige Williamson. Just a nice spin shot there on Williamson to get two. So Indians still up 5-4 in this Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Over to Whitley Rammel, over to Alexis Wendell, back over to Grace, and we're going to switch sides of the court here and see if we can do something. To Whitley Rammel, back to Mara. Whitley at the top of the key. They call that something else. What is that called? Top of the horn, top of the key. Gosh dang.
Kurt keeps telling me, and I keep forgetting. Top of the key for me.
Something like that. But it's something. There's something else. Ooh, Alexis gets it and can't do anything with it. Callie over to Alexis, into Whitley, out to Grace, and she takes the three-pointer. It's up, and it's good.
There we go.
It's up and good. Nice. You know what? What great movement by ball movement by the girls.
Yeah.
Just really getting quick movement by the girls. So, good job. Ooh, Grace Guggenberg gets fouls Hughes. So nice defensive play, though. I think it's been nice to have her at Fort Recovery, huh? Okay, yeah. Rebound. She misses. Rebound goes to Alexis. She gives it to Whitley. Whitley gives it right back to Mara. So nice rebound by Alexis. Ball over to Callie. Back at the top to Grace, to Mara. Mara's going to drive and go back to Callie. Three-point shot quick out of her hands. She just misses it. Ball goes down to Allison Hughes, and Parkway turns it over again. So a little bit of ball pressure by Alexis, making things happen.
She almost got hit there.
She did.
She
did.
It's a good thing she jumped.
And I don't know what she did. I was looking down again. You know, I keep telling Kurt, come and help me do stats. Come and help me. Then I can see the whole game, and I don't miss a thing. That one I missed. So just a nice defensive play, I'm assuming, by Alexis. So Indians with the ball again. Mara Pearson's going to look to see what she can do. Over to Alexis to the right side. Back to Mara. We're just taking our time. Back to Callie. She drives in, decides she doesn't want to shoot it. Alexis out in the corner to Mara. Oh, nice. Nice little play by Mara Pearson. Just a drive to the basket, and she gets open. Indians up 10-5. We've got 25 seconds left to go, and there's Fowler Mechanical first quarter. So Williamson, no, I'm sorry, Niddle is going to take her time and get the last second shot here. We'll see if the Indians can't hold them. Callie over to Alexis Hughes, and Whitley Rammel causes a turnover, and she gets, yep, Callie's on the floor with the ball, and Hughes gets the foul. So great effort by Hughes, but too much of a reach, they called the foul. So that's what we like to see. I was afraid they were going to call jump ball, but they didn't. So Indians get the turnover from Parkway. That's what we like. Another turnover for the Parkway Panthers. Grace Guggenbill is going to throw the ball in. She's going to give it to Mara. Mara's going to drive, and she gets
fouled,
but no call. I mean, I heard slaps up here, and I have my ear things on, you know. So we've got 2.3 seconds. We'll see if the Indians can't get a shot off here. Grace Guggenbill is throwing the ball in, up to Whitley, and she's going to get rid of it real quick, and she gets two.
There we go.
I don't know how she did it, but
that was amazing.
The last second shot, and she is excited. Yeah. So Indians, first Fowler Mechanical, first quarter up 12-5 over the Parkway Panthers, and we will be right back.
Yep.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, and more, Melissa and Doug Toys. Cal Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug Toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. So Ava and I were just talking about how much we know about this sport together,
very little.
I've learned a lot. I'll tell you that. I've learned a lot. So
yeah,
Indians up here, and the start of this Cal Pharmacy second quarter, Indians get the ball. Mara Pearson, we are up 12-5. Mara Pearson, drop. What do you call that? That's an over-the-head drop and roll.
Pick and roll
over the top thing, and it goes out of bounds by Hughes. So Indians get the ball back, but
I don't think there's really a basketball term for whatever that was.
I think there is, but one inch and Whitley had the play. So inbounds play goes to Whitley, to Mara, back to Whitley. She takes a three-pointer, and it is good.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how that's good.
That was amazing.
But we'll take it.
Wow, she's on fire.
So Hughes,
and Hughes,
so Stober drives, dishes it to Hughes, and Hughes gets two. So nice play by Parkway, just seeing her open man.
Yeah.
And Hughes knows right where to stand. I think she's got her mama coaching her. So.
Yeah.
Kenzie Garkey getting some playing time. Also seeing Sage. Callie, Callie over to Mara, to Kenzie, to Whitley, and she, but she's going to drive it and gets knocked out of bounds by Hughes. So good driving play by Whitley. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's off of Hughes, so Indians are going to take the ball back out. Sage Luthold is going to throw the ball in, and she's going to throw it into somebody.
It seemed like it was going to be Callie.
It was Mara over to Aunt Mara, too, and she's going to drive in and get not fouled, but it's going to go out of bounds. Didn't that hit the backboard?
I mean, it seemed like it did.
But, mate, you know what? I bet it got blocked.
Probably,
yeah. So I didn't see that. So Sage Luthold's going to throw the ball back in. Indians still up 15-7. Sage over to Whitley. Whitley, go. Nope. He called over in the back, which I don't think was I don't think he should have called, because I think Hughes got a touch on it. But nonetheless, turnover by the Indians. And I think that's only our second turnover, right? We only had one the first quarter, and then this is the second quarter. So Indians taking good care of the ball. Stober over to Hughes. And they're just going to look to try to find the open man. Trying to find open man, but they're looking for Hughes and can't find her. Oh my gosh, 31 just banks in. Williamson just banks in a three-pointer from no man's land. Fade away. She just put it up, hoping to make it, and she made it. So that was a nice play. Indians still up 15-10. We just need to take care of the ball and score two more. Just every time we go down, just get two more. Callie over to Kenzie, to Whitley. Whitley over to Mara. Mara's going to drive and give it back to Whitley. Back to Callie. Callie to Kennedy. Kenzie just traveled, but they didn't call it. To Mara Pearson. She's going to give it to
it all, honestly,
to Sage, was... to Whitley for three, and she misses it. Rebound goes down to the Parkway Panthers. Emery Nibble comes down with it. Three. Ooh. And Stober's going to go up for a three and not make it, and Whitley Ramble's going to come down with a rebound. So great defensive play by the Indians. Still up 15-10 in this Scout Pharmacy second quarter. Mara Pearson's got charge of the ball here. She's going to give it over to Whitley. She's going to think about it. Don't like the right side. She's going to stay left over to Callie. Good choice to Mara. Mara's going to spin, give it over to Callie. To Whitley down the middle. She's just going to drop it in and just miss it. But, oh, man, Kenzie Garkey coming out of nowhere almost to make a great play. She's just an aggressive, nice player. Goes after it. She's just got a nose for the ball. She had a hold of it and just went out of bounds. So Stover's going to bring the ball down the floor uncontested. No pressure by the Indians. And 31's going to drop another three. Yeah, we need to get in her face. I don't know who's on her, but Williamson gets her second three-pointer, and that gives them 13, Indians 15. So a nice little comeback by the Parkway Panthers. We just got to – now we need to know who we need to get a hold of. Grace Guggenbiller for three, and she misses it. So she was open, had to take it. Stober going to the basket, out to Williamson for another three, and she just misses it. Rebound goes down to Mara. Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor. No pressure by the Parkway Panthers. Easy little play. Whitley over to Whitley Rammel. Over to Mara Pearson. Back to Grace. She's going to drive. Give it to Sage. Out to Whitley. She's going to take a three-pointer again. What the heck? Oh, and shoots it really long. But we're shooting it. So we'll take it.
Moving the ball.
Yep. So Williamson's got control of the ball again. Out to Stober. She's going to take a baseline. Gets stopped. Back to Williamson for a three. And, I don't know who's coming down with this ball, but we got a jump ball.
They were
got about six girls on the floor. So
they were fighting for it.
They sure were. A good hustle by both sides of the floor. Both teams. Alexis Wendell is going to come back in for Kenzie Gurkey, who came in and played a great few minutes. And then... Callie's coming back in for Sage Luthold, and I believe the Indians want to take a timeout. Indians up 15-13 in this Cal Pharmacy second quarter. We'll be right back.
The Fort Recovery FFA is sponsoring a Gingerbread House Family Night for parents and children in grades pre-kindergarten through fifth grade, and parents are required to accompany their children. It will be in the high school commons on Monday evening, December 20th, from 6:30 to 8, and each child will use their own creativity and decorate a gingerbread house to take home. The cost is $10 per child, and you'll need to register by Friday, December 10th. Registration forms will be sent home with your kids, and you can also print them from the Fort Recovery School's Facebook page or pick them up at the school. Be sure to get your students registered for this fun event, sponsored by our local FFA chapter. It's for students from pre-kindergarten through fifth grade, and you'll need to register them before Friday, December 10th.
All right, here we go.
We're back at Fortsite Fieldhouse, and it still holds the lead 15-13, but two quick three-pointers by Williamson has put Parkway back in the game. Not that it surprises me, just because they are a good team, good shooters. Inbounds play by Parkway Panthers goes in to Hughes, and they're going to wait and set up their play. Stober for a three, and she misses it. Rebound goes to Whitley, but fouled by number 22, Adria Miller. So good. I was wondering because Whitley had it and then it popped out.
Yeah.
So good play. Good call by the official to be there and see that. So a lot of times I feel like they've been missing those, but It is what it is.
Like the travel.
I don't. I'm an official. I'm an official. I get it. I don't. Can't see it all.
Yeah.
So, Grace Guggenbiller to Mara Pearson. Way over to Whitley. Back to Grace. She's going to drive and lose it. So turnover by the Indians. And 31 with the ball. And hopefully we can stay on her. And goes out to 22 for the three-pointer.
Wow.
And she gets it. So Adria Miller. So Parkway, oh, no, actually, they only gave her two, right? Yeah. Yeah, because it was 13.
Huh.
So Mara's going to bring it over here to Alexis. And Alexis travels. So another turnover by the Indians. Yeah. So 15-15, Parkway has made a great comeback this quarter. Stover's going to bring the ball down the floor, dish it over to Williamson. She's going to be blocked by Mara. Great defense by Callie. Dished out to 22, the Miller girl. Back over to Williamson. She's going to drive in, back out to Allison Hughes. She gets fouled by Whitley. I'm not sure that was a – most of the time they let that go, but they're going to call this one. So Whitley gets her second foul. We've got 2 minutes and 29 seconds left to go in this Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Parkway has tied the ball game up to 15-15, and Hughes has a line, and she makes her first point, and that's the first lead for the Parkway Panthers. Otherwise, the Indians have had the lead the whole game. So,
yeah.
We'll see if we can stay tight here. Hughes makes her second bucket and gives them the 17-15 lead. Mara Pearson's going to bring the ball down the floor. She's going to drive, dish it out to Alexis. Alexis is going to drive in. Ooh, she almost loses it. Back to Grace. Over to Whitley. Whitley's going to drive and give it over to Callie, to Mara, to Whitley. Oh, it just gets Mara. Mara tries to get it into Whitley. It's just a little bit too late. Fast play. Not really a fast break, but anyway, turnover by Parkway Panthers. Just trying to, a little too fast for them.
Yeah.
So over the girl's head, and Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor. We got 1 minute, 50 seconds left to go. Indians down 17-15. So I think we've only scored 3 points this second quarter to about 10 of theirs. So Whitley over to Mara, out to Whitley. To Grace, three-pointer up and goo, no good. Oh, rebound goes down to Hughes. Great shot.
So
great look by, and then, oh.
What?
Hughes gets a rebound, and Whitley gets her third foul. I just don't know how she got that rebound.
Me neither. No
one, and that foul. Was it Whitley? Grace. Thank
Grace.
Goodness. Thank
okay.
goodness. Thank goodness that was Grace.
It's like, how was that?
I mean, she was in front of her. Her first shot is no good. So Allison Hughes is at the Hall Brothers foul line. Misses her first one. Let's hope she misses her next. Get out of there, ball, and she makes it.
Oh.
So Hughes gets her fifth point. Mara Pearson over to Alexis. Alexis is going to look but not shoot. Mara, she had plenty of time.
Considering
over
odds,
to Whitley, to Callie, back out to Grace, to Mara. Quick ball movement by the Indians. Callie over to, she's going to give it back to Alexis, back to Callie, to Whitley, over to Alexis. Grace in the corner. Grace is going to dribble in, drive, and get fouled. That's what we like to see.
There we go.
So she's got that nice little fake shot at the three-point line, and then she drives in, and she draws a foul off of Niddle. Niddle's first foul, and we got Carly Niekamp getting ready to come in. 58 seconds left to go. Grace Guggenbiller's at the ball mechanical first foul line, and she gets her first shot. And Whitley Ramel's going to sit down for these last 58 seconds to make sure she doesn't get her third foul. And Carly Niekamp's going to come in and play. Carly's been getting some great varsity minutes, and she very, very much needed. Mara Pearson gets the rebound. That's what we like. Over to Mara. She's going to drive
and get fouled.
We go, there we go.
Yes. I was hoping he called that. I was like, oh, my gosh, he just went to the ground.
Yeah. Looked like a pretty obvious foul to me.
Yep, yep. So Miller gets it, and Miller is one of their three-pointers. So hopefully they can – that's her second foul. So Mara Pearson's going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line and make her first of two to put the Indians – or I guess – give the Indians 17 points. We're still down 18-17, but hopefully Mara can tie this one, get it up there, and in it. No, nope, she just misses
so
it.
Close,
rebound
close.
Goes down to Hughes. So they're going to bring the ball down the floor with 45 seconds left to go. And Williamson has the ball. She's going to drive and dish it over. Grace Guggenbiller punches it out of bounds. Great reach by Grace, but her quick reach didn't touch the girl, just drove it out of bounds. So ball inbounds play to Gabriella Stover. Alexis is on her very, very, very quickly.
She's gonna stay on her.
Yes. Over to Williamson. Williamson's going to dribble around. We've got 25 seconds left to go in this Calps Pharmacy second quarter. Over to Miller. She's going to drive in and give it to Stover. She's going to drive. Nope, she's not driving, but Alexis is on her. Nice. Oh, Alexis just about had that.
Oh.
Timeout. Oh, we got a block. And you know what? That was a good blocking foul by Alexis because they had a good screen and Stober was going in for two. So 3.7 seconds left. We'll see if the Indians can keep him from scoring. So Stober into Stevenson. She's going to maybe possibly... Nope, not get the shot off. So
there
Indians are, they got saved there at the end.
Yeah.
So Indians are down by one. Parkway definitely won that quarter. I'm not exactly sure what the first quarter score was. Like, what was it, like 14-6, I think? I'm not sure.
About right.
So definitely the Indians were outscored. Just a few more turnovers for the Indians that game. But again, halftime here at Fort Recovery, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians down 18-17. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Cal Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey-McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay? Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face? Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
All righty, we're back.
Yeah, we're back here for the Cooper Farms halftime show. I have a few stats I'd like to share. Leading us in scoring in the first half, we have Mara Pearson with 8 points, Whitley with 5, and Grace Guggenbiller with 4 to give us our 17. As far as rebounds go, Whitley has 5. And, you know, just to give you a shout-out here to Allison Hughes, she's got 6 already this quarter. And, you know, I think she's going to be that rebound champ this year just because she's a really nice rebounding player. Just
tall,
a good player. Yeah, she's just a nice player. So but really not too far behind her with five. So I think that was her goal tonight, was to, you know, and I always tell her, set goals. I mean, that's what you're going to have to do when you play college ball. But you're not going to have a choice. You're going to have to set some goals and hold yourself accountable. You know, whatever your goals are tonight, you know, if your goal is to have one more rebound than Allison Houston, make that a goal.
Yeah.
And it makes you work harder. So I don't know what her goals are. She won't tell me. And that's fine.
For, you know, good reason.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm totally okay with that. So,
she's like, Mom, you're not allowed to know.
Right.
And I don't work as hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta be a secret, only for her.
That's exactly right. Alexis Wendell gave us three rebounds, and Callie had two. And again, these are unofficial. Indians down 18-17. Much different team than Tuesday night, don't you think, Eva?
Yeah, for sure.
Ava, sorry. Yeah. You know, no discredit to Parkway. I just feel like we are taking a lot better care of the ball.
Yeah.
Indians only have, we had only one turnover the first quarter, but we had four the second quarter. And it shows, because we were outplayed and outscored the second quarter. Anytime you have four turnovers to their one, the first quarter we had one turnover, they had four. The second quarter we had four, they had one. So that kind of tells you the difference in the quarters.
Yep.
So anyway, that's our halftime Cooper Show. And one more little shout out for the barbecued pulled pork dinners, I guess. Sunday, March 13th. This is a fundraiser for our softball team. You get pulled pork, you get mac and cheese, applesauce, chips in a roll, and you pick it up out at Wendell's Barbecue.
Wendell's Barbecue.
You can say
St. Joe's out
at St. Joe's Store. Everybody knows St. Joe's Store, right?
Yeah.
But you can pick it up out there between 4 and 6. And if you can just get a hold of anybody on the softball team, Ken and Carrie Shane have tickets.
Yeah,
and there
we'd be happy to sell it to you.
Yeah.
It helps us out, helps you out, you know.
Yep, and there are tickets at the concessions stands as well. So please get your barbecue pulled pork dinner tickets. They are fantastic.
They are very good. We're selling them at St. Joe's. Well,
yeah.
I'll be putting up like a little flyer, and all you do is just ask, hey, you got any tickets for that? They're just $8, so, you know, not too bad for what you get. So.
Not at all, and delicious meal. So, anyway, that's the coming up tomorrow night. The boys are at Parkway, and we are going to broadcast that, and FHS video will be available. But at Parkway, their radio station will actually be the sound for NFHS video. And then Saturday, the girls are at Mechanicsburg at 3 p.m. The JV will start at 3, and the FRR radio will broadcast that. And I believe he said Portland will be going. No, Portland's doing Ansonia, the boys.
Yeah.
So I think Neil and you are going to do this game, Mechanicsburg.
Saturday, actually. Ironically, I do work at St. Joe.
Oh,
Saturday.
So you won't be there. So it might be Neil by himself. Yeah, I don't know. Boys are at Ansonia on Saturday night, and WPGW will simulcast that, and you will also have the video from NFHS. So there is our fabulous Cooper halftime show. We'll be right back.
All right.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Stop. All right. You like this song? Huh? All right, we're back here at Fort Site. The girls are playing the Parkway Panthers, and the score is 18-17 with the Panthers up. All right. I'm not that good. You can take it.
No, honestly. No, you're doing great. You got to learn sometime, right?
Yeah, I mean,
listen to this girl head, just taking over. I just shut my mouth for half a second. You got it, girl.
Yep.
Nice work. Nice work. So,
I mean,
yeah.
I was totally okay with you continuing to sing the song, you know?
I mean, I could sing it. Yeah, I don't think the people want to hear me sing it. But
I think you did great.
Well, thanks. So our little Fort Site fight song playing in the background. Can't hear it. We've got 20 seconds left to go before we start our Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. I'm looking over at the Parkway announcers wondering if I should steal some of their stats and maybe compare, but
yeah.
I kind of like my unofficials. I'm okay with it.
I think their turnovers would be better. I'm the one keeping track of turnovers.
Oh, no,
you're doing great.
So, inbounds play. Indians got the ball. Callie Wendell's going to bring the ball. We're going from the left to the right. This is going to be a little bit awkward. Mara's going to drive, dish it out to Callie. Back over to Alexis. She's going to give it to Grace. Grace is going to look for somebody open. Callie, she's wanting to get it into Whitley, but it's not. Oh, Alexis. Alexis makes a great shot. Rebound comes down to the Parkway Panthers. I'm not exactly sure who rebounded it because she made a great play, out-of-bounds play. So, Whitley almost gets the steal. Alexis is hot on Stober. She's going to drive and get nothing. Alexis dishes it out to Mara. Over to Grace. She's going to take her time and shoot a three and miss it. But Mara Pearson gets fouled, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. So Stober is going to foul Mara on the rebound. That's what we like. Yeah. So Grace is looking and she's shooting. I love it. So Grace is going to inbounds the ball over to Whitley Rammel. She's going to give it to, nope, she's going to keep it, not drive it, give it to Mara. Mara's going to drive and give it over to Alexis. She's going to drive in and shoot it and get fouled. Yes. So fouled by Niddle. I think that might be her third.
No idea.
Oh, it's only her second. My bad. I thought that was her third. So Alexis Wendell driving play. Nowhere near the basket, but she was shooting, so it doesn't matter. So she's going to take her first free throw and just goes off the front of the rim. So she misses her first one. We'll see if she can tie us up here. We need a tie ball game.
I think she can. I believe so, too.
She's got a nice little deep shot here. Let's see if she can get us one here. Up, and it's good.
There we go.
So
I told you.
Yeah. So Alexis Wendell gets her first point. And Indians are not going to give any pressure to the Parkway Panthers, which is fine. There's a reason for that. Too easy. So
she,
Allison Hughes gets
tall.
Two. Yeah, Allison gets two. Just an easy dish down to her. Mara over to Callie. She's going to drive, but do nothing with it. Give it back to Mara. Over to Whitley. Whitley's going to drive, give it to Grace, back over to Mara, to the left to Alexis, back to Grace. She's going to drive, and Callie's going to shoot a three. and miss it. That rebound goes down to Hughes. Whitley tries to get into position, but just misses it. Just a little too late. Drive. Three is going to dribble to 25. Is going to shoot a three and makes it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, dang it. Niddle gets a three-pointer. That puts them up 23-18. Mara over to Alexis, back to Grace, to Whitley, to Callie in the corner. She's going to give it over to Mara. Mara's going to give it to Alexis. She's going to drive, give it to Grace. She's going to pop it and get fouled. I believe, I'm not sure if he's going to call that on 31. He's going to give that one to Paige Williamson. That was just her first foul. So Grace Guggenmiller is going to go and give us two here at the line. So Indians down 23-18 in this Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Grace Guggenmiller gets her fifth point at the Hall Brothers foul line. We'll see if she can get her sixth point here. Up, and it's good. So Grace Guggenmiller with six, and she gives us a 20. We're down 20-23. Indians give a little bit of pressure there, full court. Not a lot, but just enough to make them think about who they're going to pass it to. Danny Huff, not sure what to do with the ball, so she's going to give it out, and she's going to actually give it to Mara. So turnover, Mara's going to get it and give us two. Steal and a basket by Mara Pearson. 22. Indians down by one now, so nice, great, aggressive play by Mara Pearson. Stober goes to the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. Whitley just kind of touches the ball, and it goes out of bounds on Stober. I thought it went out on Whitley, but I think Whitley deflected it, and it went back off of Stover. So good call. The official was right there. So great defensive play by the Indians. Alexis over to, to Callie. She's going to drive to Grace. Grace is going to pop. Oh! She had two girls wide open and dropped it right between them.
Yeah.
So she had them there. The play was there. She just missed her. Missed it. So Stover's going to bring the ball down the floor. Over to... Oh, shit. shoot. So Whitley fouls. Just got there a little too late and wiped the girl out. So 22 is going to shoot two. Adria Miller is going to shoot two at the basket. And Whitley gets her third foul. I'm wondering if she's going to put somebody in. We'll see. She might let her play with those three. So Miller's going to shoot her first one up and good.
We
so she gets her fourth point.
That.
No, nope. That puts them up 24-22.
Sure, Parkway's over there like, yeah.
And her second one is up and nothing but net. So she got her fifth point there. And it looks like Carly Niekamp is going to come in for Whitley is what I'm assuming off of this play. So Mara out to Grace and fouled. Yes. That's a great foul. Great call. Niddle gets the foul. I think that might be her third. We'll see here in a minute.
25.
Yep, that was her third. That's what I thought. So Whitley Ramel's going to sit probably maybe, I'd say most this quarter. Let her sit.
Yeah.
And Indians down 25-22. Hopefully Carly can get us a few rebounds here. Grace over to Mara, back out to the top. Just don't rush. Mara over to Callie's going to take a three and drain it.
There we go.
Callie Wendell with her first 3 points.
Nice.
Drains it. Indians tie ball game 25-25.
Nice.
That's what we like to see. And now we've got Callie, little Miss Callie, battling with Hughes. And I love it. Battling and gets fouled. Grace Guggenmiller is going to, I think Grace is going to foul her. But it's a good foul because it was a great inbound. It was actually Carly's foul, which is fine. Great play by Allison Hughes. She makes a good post play and draws the foul. So Carly Niekamp with her first foul of the game. And Hughes' first basket is up and good. She's got four of her 6 points at the free throw line. So I wonder if she's used to that. And then her second one is up, and it's short. And Mara Pearson is going to come down with the rebound. And she's going to go give it to Grace for a three-pointer up and short. Boy, if we can just get her to follow her shot. Whew. But she shoots and runs. Oh, Hughes. Oh, Grace Gungabella. Oh, I thought she had a block shot, but she gets fouled. She fouls Allison Hughes. So nice play, nice hustle play by Grace to get her second foul.
It's a good block, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she
she kind of just like jumped over her.
Yeah, but and if she wouldn't have touched her body, it would have been a great block. So Hughes at the line again gets another point. She's getting a lot of her points on the line. We've got to figure out how to keep her off the line, right?
Yeah.
So Kenzie Gerke is going to come in and play for Grace. I think if she was just a half a second faster, she would have had that block shot.
Yeah.
Hughes up. Her second shot is up and good. Callie is going to inbounds the play. Indians down 28-25 in this Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And Indians want to take a full timeout. 28-25, 3 minutes, 39 seconds to go. We will be right back.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors will vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name of the organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see the beautiful display at the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st during regular library hours.
Fort site, where we're playing the Parkway Panthers. The score is 28-25 in favor of the Panthers.
Third quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Third quarter.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that.
Yeah. I'm just here to help.
Just here to help.
Inbounds play. We got Kenzie Gerke on the floor, Callie, Wendell, Alexis, Carly, and Mara Pearson. Alexis is going to look to give it to somebody. We can't get it down. Callie is going to drive, give it to Kenzie, over to Mara. She's going to look left. Oh, ball stays at the Indian side. Good heads up play by Kenzie. She let the ball go when I was thinking go for it, but it went out all on the Parkway Panthers, and she knew it. So good heads up play by Kenzie. Inbounds play by the Indians under the basket. Ball goes to Mara. She's going to go and rebound down to Hughes. She just misses her two-pointer, and Hughes gets the rebound. Drive. They're just going to dribble and drive. Dribble and drive over to Hughes. She's going to drive to the basket, and it goes out of bounds. She dribbles it right out of bounds. That's where we like it. Great play by Carly Niekamp. She did not get a foul, and she caused a turnover. So huge play. Nice, aggressive play by Carly Niekamp. So Callie over tomorrow. We got a little, what do we call this, half-court press or three-quarter court press over to Mara, over to Alexis, back to Callie, over to Mara. So good job by the Indians breaking that press. Wasn't much of a press, but just enough to make us think we got to do something a little different. And we are throwing the ball all over the place very quick. And that's why we need it to, that's what we need to do. I'd like to see Callie get open. Alexis is going to go. She's going to give it to Mara. Mara's going to drive and just miss it. Ball goes down to Hughes. Not sure that was the play call. I don't know. It just looked a little random. So, Hughes, she gets her own rebound and fouled, I think, by Carly. So she got open somehow. Carly Niekamp got her second. You know, it's probably a good thing she's out there playing for Whitley.
Yeah.
Whitley might have fouled out by now. So So Hughes is back at the line. She's got 6 of her 8 points at the free throw line. How good can she be? Oh, yep, there goes another one. Pretty good. I'm assuming she shoots a lot of free throws at home. So 2 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Indians down 29-25. Hughes at the line. She misses her second shot, and the rebound goes down to Parkway Panthers. Stover for three. It's short. Rebound. Oh, my goodness. Rebound. Callie had it, got over the back, but they give the ball to the Parkway Panthers. We get a white bench, gets a warning. Somebody got mad. And then we should have been. Callie, they reached over Callie, and they should have been. So inbounds play by Parkway. I don't know how he missed it. He was sitting right there, but that's not for me. So Hughes over to Williamson. She gets a two-pointer and misses it. Ball goes down. Yes.
There we go.
Hughes gets her second or third. I'm not sure, finally. Over the back push over on the rebound. So that's only her second. Indians down 29-28. And they're going to bring the ball down the floor, hopefully, to get two here. We got 1 minute, 40 seconds left to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Mara Pearson over to Callie. She's going to look, give it back to Kenzie. Kenzie's going to give it to Mara. She's going to drive, left hand back to Kenzie, to Callie. I'd like to see Callie get open.
Yeah.
To Carly, to Kenzie. Give that ball to Callie. Let her shoot it, but they're not going to let her open.
No,
over to Mara. To Alexis, to Mara. She's going to drive to Carly Niekamp for two. Nice little what do you call that? Right in front of the 10-foot or 3-point line. I don't know what it is. 27-29, Indians down by two. Stover goes up. She misses it. Rebound goes down to Alexis Wendell.
Oh.
What?
I believe it's a push.
Kenzie Gerke gets the push foul. I didn't see that. I thought Alexis Wendell got that rebound. Evidently not. So Hughes is going to get the ball inbounds play. Mara Pearson's going to foul her. So you know the ball is going to Hughes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that that was a, you know, maybe I didn't see him grab the arm. See her grab the arm, but she got the ball down low, and Mara reached in.
Yeah.
She reached in. So Whitley Ram was going to come in and play these last 50 seconds. Hughes' first shot is up and good. We got to get her off the free throw line. Danny Hughes is going to come in and play for Middle, and Whitley's going to come in and play for Kenzie. So 51 seconds left to go. Indians down 27-30 in this Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Hughes' second shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound goes to Callie Wendell. Nice hustle, and gets turned over. Three-pointer, Stover. Nope, she decided not. Danny Huff over to Stover. We got Alexis on Stover. She's not going to get a shot, I hope. Alexis is too fast. So over to Mara Pearson is hot on her heels. Yep. So they're just dribbling around trying to get somebody open. Waiting and waiting and waiting.
20 seconds left.
20 seconds. 30 to 27. Indians down by three. 31 with the ball. Paige Williamson's with the ball. They're trying to get, it looks like they're trying to get Hughes open. And she's got the ball in her hand. She's looking to find, and she does. And
they miss. Oh,
rebound. Oh, and they miss. They missed two shots at the bucket at the last second. I'm not sure how. Indians survive. Score 30 to 27 in favor of the Parkway Panthers. We've got to figure out a way to keep Hughes off of the free throw line.
Yeah,
we will be right back for the K&L Tractors fourth quarter.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders. Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractors.
That was my bad. All right, we're back.
Cutting in?
Yep.
All right, so we're cutting in. Indians, fourth quarter here. Indians down 27-30, and we're just starting our first quarter. And Carly Niekamp gets her third foul, reaching in over the front of Hughes. So good hustle play, but puts Hughes at the free throw line again. That's where she's getting all of her points.
Yeah. Don't need that right now.
No. First one is up and good. 31-27 in favor of Parkway. Second one is up and good. Inbounds play. No pressure by Parkway. And, you know, Stover has yet to score.
Yeah.
No score yet on Stover. Mara over to Carly, to Alexis, to Callie, to Carly, to Alexis, to Whitley. Over in the corner, she's going to give it over to Mara, to Whitley, and Whitley's going to drive. Nope, and she gives it over. Carly Niekamp up and just deep. Oh, Callie. Callie almost gets a steal. Over to Stober. She's a little 10-foot shot. Two. That's her first two. So Stober finally scores. Callie, Indians down 34-27. We got to look to score here. Callie over to Alexis. She's going to drive. Give it to Callie. Callie's going to give it over to Mara. Back out on top. And over to Whitley. We need to keep shooting yep. No matter what. And it looks like we've stopped shooting. Callie's little 10-footer up and good. That's what we got to do. We got to keep moving the ball. And we got to be looking for the shot. So Stober bringing the ball down. She gets two and the basket. So she gets fouled by Alexis. So there's her fourth point. Just when I open my mouth and say she hasn't scored, she gets four quick points. Grace Guggenmiller is going to come back in.
Jinxed us.
Yeah, I did. Stop and talking. It looks like we got a timeout. Indians are down 36-29. We've got 6 minutes and 36 seconds left to go in this K&L Tractor fourth quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
All righty, and we're back here at the court site playing the Parkway Panthers. You know, our ladies are doing pretty well.
Yeah.
36-29 in favor of the Panthers. And I don't think we're doing all that bad.
Yeah, it looks know? It's been a really, really good game. We're just, you know, at the beginning of the game, we were looking to score.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're starting to hesitate. Like, we missed some shots, and now we're afraid.
Yeah.
So I think we need to shoot. Keep shooting. We've got some good rebounders. We just need to shoot. So Stober's going to go to the line and try to get the old-fashioned three-point play. We'll see if she can get her fourth, fifth point, or just keep her at four. I'd like to keep her at four, but she's a nice player, so we'll see if she can. Yep, she's going to drain that one. So inbounds play. Mara Pearson's going to bring the ball down the floor. To Callie. Ooh, I can't believe you didn't see that. Over to Whitley is going to drive and give it out to Callie. Over to Alexis, to Mara. So Whitley, she's not even looking, and they're wide open. Mara's going to drive and just miss it. Rebound goes down to Hughes. Three-point shot, just late, misses it. Rebound goes down to Parkway to Williamson. Callie's going to stay real close to Williamson. Mara, ooh, almost gets the steal off of Middle. Middle's going to stay close. She's going to drive, dish it out to Miller, to Stober, and rebound to Stober. Down, rebound to Rammel. Yep, nice work. And ball goes up to Alexis. She doesn't want it. To Mara, over to Grace. To, oh, we need to shoot. We're open. We're not even looking. Callie Wendell, she's going to drive, give it over to Alexis. She doesn't want to shoot it either. Over to Whitley. She doesn't want to shoot it either.
It's like scared to shoot,
over to Alexis. They're leaving us open, I feel like, but... And Mara to Grace for a three-pointer up and no good. Rebound goes down to Williamson. She's going to bring the ball down the floor. At least we're shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody leaves Stover open. Can't leave Stover open. So Alexis has got to stay hot on her heels. That puts them up 40-29. Mara, she's going to drive. Timeout, Indians. Indians down 40-29. We got to look to shoot, Ava. 4 minutes, 43 seconds left to go. K&L Tractor, fourth quarter. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All righty, and we're back here at the court site. Lady Indians are playing the Parkway Panthers. 40-29 in favor of the Panthers right now, and I think we're doing pretty good right
now. Yeah, we've got 4 minutes and 43 seconds left to go here in this K&L Tractors fourth quarter. Little in down play to Grace. Callie over to Whitley, to Mara, over to, Alexis, to Callie, to Grace, down. Can't quite make the play. Grace steps out of bounds for a turnover by the Indians. So inbounds play by Parkway. Looks like we're going to meet her at, nope, not going to meet her at half court. I thought we were. So Stober's going to drive. Ooh, Callie almost had a steal. I thought she had it. Not so much. And she traveled, but we're going to get a turnover. Callie's going to get it. And she gets a timeout. Holly, Coach Stein gives us a timeout. Indians down 40-29, 4 minutes left to go. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Cal Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back at the fourth site. The Lady Indians are playing the Parkway Panthers, and it is the K&L Tractors fourth quarter.
Yeah, Indians down 40-29. Good job, kiddo.
Thanks.
So just looking to need to shoot here. I mean, I feel like we're open, just not wanting to shoot it. Callie over to Mara, over to Whitley. She's looking to find somebody open. Alexis to Grace. She's going to give it back to Mara. She's going to drive, give it out to Whitley. Whitley's going to shoot a three way long. And Grace almost gets the rebound. But it goes, it's just a long, long three-point shot. Oh, yeah, travel. Turnover, Parkway. I think she was looking for somebody, and that person didn't show up when she wanted her, and she drug her foot about a whole foot. So that's what we like to see, another turnover. So Mara Pearson's going to bring the ball down the floor uncontested over to Alexis. She's over there playing the, making the play call. Grace to Whitley. Back to Callie, to Alexis, to Grace, to Whit. Now we're just afraid to shoot. We've missed some. Now we're just afraid to shoot. Alexis shoots it. Dang it.
Oh.
Whitley almost comes down with it. She just tips it. Miller to Stober for the three, and she drains it. I had to open my mouth, didn't I? She's had 11 points in this quarter. She had 0 points until this quarter.
Man, we can't leave her open.
Nope. And we knew that coming into the game, and we stopped. Over to Callie for three. Rebound goes to Callie. Maybe. Yep, Callie. And she misses it. Ooh. Rebound to...
Back to... Oh.
Hughes. She fights so for it. So, Callie. Nice hustle by Callie, though. I mean, great shot. She's shooting. That's what we need. We need him to shoot. Now we've got to put some pressure on him because they're up 43-29 with 2 minutes left to go. So we're probably going to spend a whole lot of time chasing them. Stover for three. And, Whitley gets the rebound. Gives it to Mara. Foul. Stover. She's like, what? That's what you get when you stick your arm straight out, not straight up. So Stober gets a foul. I think it's only her second.
She looks like she's like, what?
Why? And it was kind of a touch foul. Yeah. It was definitely a touch foul, but that's all right. We'll take it. So Mara Pearson up for misses her first of two. So Kenzie Gark is going to come in and play for Alexis. I wonder who's going to nose guard Stober now, because it was Alexis. We'll see. Probably Kenzie.
Probably.
I can see Kenzie. Or, I can see Kenzie. Mara's second shot is up and good. So she's got her 11th point. So Kenzie's going to get Stober right there, right at the beginning, and Stober's going to go in. And Grace gets a rebound. Mara tries to give it to Callie, but it's just a turnover, just a little too long for her. So Indians get a turnover, down 30-43. Stober's going to bring the ball down the floor, and she's going to pop and just miss the rebound. Indians missed the rebound. Oh, she just double dribbled, but he didn't call it. Isn't that a double dribble?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Stover over to somebody, and timeout, Parkway. Indians down 30-43. We got 1 minute and 30 seconds left to go in this K&L Tractor fourth quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together.
All righty, had to cut in there.
Yeah, we're going to cut in a little bit. That's okay. You could probably let it play. There's not much going on right now. You'll learn. So inbounds play by the Parkway Panthers goes to Stover. And we got Alexis back on Stover. I don't know when Kenzie got must have just subbed her out there on that timeout. So Williamson with the ball. She's going to drive and dish it out Trimble over to Stover. She's going to drive in. And Whitley-Rammel gets the steal. Mara Pearson's going to drive all the way, and it goes out of bounds by the Parkway Panthers. But nice steal by the Indians, and nice running play, too. They're being aggressive, and that's what we like. So inbound play under the basket. Grace to Whitley. Over to Alexis. to Callie. She's going to pop it over to Grace for the three-pointer. And Hughes gets the rebound. Dang her. She's a good rebounder.
Yeah, really.
She's got a ton. She just knows how. She doesn't even jump.
You watch her.
She's so she goes up on her tippy toes and just barely gets it. So they're just going to dribble the ball around. We got 37 seconds left to go. Indians down 30-43. Ball goes over to Miller. Grace Guggenbiller is not going to foul her. Ball goes to Stover, Alexis. Yeah, they're just going to let this clock run down just because there's 22 seconds left to go. So good effort by the Indians. I mean, they played the first three quarters hard and good.
Yep.
Stayed with them. You know, at the end of three, we're down 30-27. And then I don't know if we just lost our wheels or what, but fourth quarter wasn't quite so pretty to us.
Yeah.
So Paraguay Panthers are going to win 43-30. But great effort by the Indians. Absolutely a great, great effort. So we will be right back. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Okay. Yeah. We're back for the final thoughts here. So the Indians go down against the Parkway Panthers, 43-30. Great effort. Much better game. Much different game than the Tuesday night game.
Yeah.
We let them go on a couple of runs. You know, I was just telling Neil that first quarter we had one turnover to their four, and then the second quarter we had four turnovers to their one. You know, we're down, 14-6, or 15-6 the first quarter. We're up, and then the second quarter we're down by one, 18-17. So, you know, if you can't take care of the ball, you know that's going to happen. So,
yeah.
But great, great effort. I thought, you know, at the end of the third, we were only down three, and then they just went on a run there. The end of the fourth quarter, or the middle to the beginning of the fourth quarter, they just went on a run, and we just couldn't stop them. So they just started shooting. They have a lot. They have some pretty nice shooters that just started hitting. So as far as stats go, leading us in points was Mara with 11, followed by Grace with 6. Callie and Whitley both had 5. I think Alexis ended up with 1. Whitley ended up with 7 rebounds, Callie 4, and Alexis 4. And I think a big night for the Parkway Panthers, that, you know, Allison Hughes, just what a phenomenal player she is. She ended up with, I believe, 15 points and 13 rebounds. So she got herself a nice little double-double. And Gabriella Stover had 0 points until the fourth quarter. She came out with 11. So she's definitely a gamer.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to lose. And and it showed. So nice job by the Indians. Great, great effort. So anything you want to add?
No, not really. I mean, compared to Tuesday's game, we definitely stepped up our game for sure.
For sure. So okay. So we'll be back.
We'll be back with a talk with the coach.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at the TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Alrighty, we're back here at the Fort site. We're kind of just waiting on Coach Gann now.
Yeah, so Miracle Lane's post-game show here, and let me grab that pink sheet. We'll kind of talk about what's coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow, boys head up to Rockford to play the boy Panthers, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with, I believe, Brian Patch, and I believe Harold Feely's going to be with him. Then Saturday, it's a boy-girl doubleheader, but good luck trying to get to both of them. We play at Mechanicsburg. That's about an hour and 45 minutes away from here. The good part of that is it's a 3 o'clock JV start, so we have plenty of time to get there, but the bad part is it's the 3 o'clock JV start, so we won't be done there till 6 o'clock if we get kind of lucky, maybe a little bit sooner, but then it's an hour and 45 minutes, maybe an hour and a half back to Ansonia, where the boys will be playing at their regular time of 6 o'clock JV start. So we'll be broadcasting the Mechanicsburg game. And they do, we'll be broadcasting the Mechanicsburg game. We'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver's coverage of the boys game at Ansonia. So that'll be a simulcast, so both games will be able you'll be able to hear them here on Fort Recovery Radio. Again, it'll be us announcing the girls' game, and Rob Weaver will simulcast his broadcast of the boys' game. So if you want to try to do both, that you'll miss the JV boys' game. You might be able to get back in time to catch the varsity at the Ansonia. So like the girls played, you and Diana were talking, I thought they played pretty well. Yeah. At one point, I think Diana said we were up 15-6. I remember 15-7, and then they outscored us 13-4, I believe it was, second quarter. And then toward the end of the game, I think we were down 32-29, and they outscored us 11-1 toward the end. So we just couldn't get our shots to fall. We had a couple of kids that took some pretty decent shots. And as Diana talked about, Stover, I can't think of her first name, but she, I'm not sure she took any shots until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
She did maybe here and there, but I don't think she had any points. If she did, she definitely wasn't a presence in the game. And then all of a sudden, she hits a three, she hits a two, hits two threes in less than a minute. And I looked up and she has 11 points. And she had either none or basically none through the rest of the beginning of the game, first three quarters, and she comes out firing. So I don't know if Coach Gann is going to come visit us or not. Let's take another quick break, and we'll come back and either wrap it up or we'll talk with Coach Gann, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here at the Fort site, still waiting on Coach Gann.
Yep, she may come out and talk to us here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show, but if she doesn't, we can run it back to the studio in a little bit here, and we'll just see how everything goes. But, so what are you thinking about how we're looking now? Do you feel like that we're improving?
I mean, I think we are. Compared to, Tuesday's game against St. Mary's, you know, we had trouble keeping up with how fast-paced they were. But, you know, the Parkway Panthers being a little more slower-paced. I don't want to say slow. I just want to say
right, yeah, they're not
pace.
Slow, but compared to the push that St. Mary's was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're I think we did well. That where we really struggled was I thought Allie Hughes was such a presence inside. She reminded me a lot of her mother, getting every rebound. She just that ball comes off the rim and it is hers. She will fight you for it.
Yeah.
And I thought they had a couple of times where they could have called a foul on her, but they called it consistently through the game. So that's you just have to kind of adjust to that. So I thought she was probably the difference in the game, especially the first three quarters before Stober started throwing in threes. But not necessarily. No. But I was talking to Coach Vaughn. He may be grabbing Coach Gann for us, but we'll see there.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you. You're very, very welcome. Yep. I don't have a problem with that.
Nice.
Yep.
To,
that'll work great. Yep.
The Parkway
yep.
Panthers
yep.
radio.
Yep.
I'm not entirely sure
yep.
what they're called.
So we were we loaned WRKD a piece of equipment. So they had a piece of equipment missing that somebody had either didn't get to. So we got that for him earlier tonight, so he was returning that. That's what that conversation was that you only heard part of. So we're joined now by Coach Gann. What did you think? The ladies thought that we played better tonight than we did Tuesday.
Yeah, we played hard. You know, I think, like I said, we knew it was going to be a good game, and, you know, just late we weren't able to finish.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it's just something you have to get better at.
Yeah.
To get in those situations and when, you know, it gets a little heated in the gym and you just have to be able to play through those things. So the more that we can do and experience those, again, we're going to grow. But, you know, I was pretty happy with how defensively we did. We were able to hold Stober to almost nothing for a very long time.
Yeah, till right at the end.
Yep, right at the end. And then obviously, like I said, we can't just let her open those floodgates. And that's kind of what happened. But if I look back and I just reflect on that night, we got better tonight. Definitely on some things that we're working on. And like I told those girls, you know, I can't say thanks enough because they come to the gym every day and just work hard and they're coachable and they listen. And naturally, those things is just going to take time. You know, I wanted to win for those. I mean, you know, I wanted to win,
yes.
Obviously. I never will be a good loser, so I don't want to be good at losing. I'm just a really bad loser. And it's just, you know, that one was definitely somewhere where I thought we could get it, for
yep.
sure.
Yep. We had a couple of, you know, we were up early, and then they went on a run right there in the second quarter, and then we were right back with them at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and they went on a run again, and, yeah, it just we have to do a little better at that, but you know, like they were saying, we were better tonight than we were Tuesday.
Absolutely, you know, and I again, we just one day's worth of practice can make all the world of difference. We go in, the things that nobody ever sees, they get to see what we play, and that's it. It's just like I said, the conversations on the bench are just positive, and we're all just trying to work together here, and we had to make some adjustments on the fly, and, you know, at that point, the matchups, we just got to play who matches up the best.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's hard, because it could not, maybe it might not be our best offensive player, but in our minds, we got to defend.
Yeah.
If we can't play defense, it doesn't matter how good offensively you are.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where this kind of matchup can kind of, you got to put those kids that can defend on the floor and match them up with who they got, and you know, and I just thought, walking away, obviously, we didn't win, but we got a little better. We did some things. I saw some things that we'd been working on, and we had good ball movement. We were patient. And so just going back and looking at that film and really looking at those transition spots, those real low spots that we hit, and just see why we're low. You know, we're tired, but like, you know, you got about 10 more minutes, and you're going to really regret it if you don't push through this right now.
Yep.
So just dig a little deeper mentally and just continue to cruise, you know?
Yep.
So that's kind of the name of the game.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming out and talking with us. What do we know about Mechanicsburg for Saturday? Have you looked at them at all?
I'll be honest. Neil, you know, we've interviewed a lot over the last 3 years, and you're going to hear me say this time and time again. We're at the stage in our game where we have to continue. We need to know the biggies. Like, we knew 31, we knew 4, and we knew 10.
Yep.
They need to know those kids, right? But we are still very much driven and focused on us learning and growing and controlling those things that we can control each and every day. And our hope is that if we continue to grow individually as a team, we'll just continue to get better. So Mechanicsburg, don't know a lot. Honestly, that's probably what I'll do tonight when I get home after I'm working on some film, or I'll hit it tomorrow. Just depends.
Yeah.
A little busy, believe it or not.
Yeah.
By Saturday, we'll talk about it. But for us, we just need to focus on, again, being in that good headspace and come to work tomorrow. And hopefully our bodies will recover here nicely, because it's kind of a long week for us. And we got a busy week next week. So just one game at a time.
Yep. Well, we appreciate you talking to us. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap everything up here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Thanks again, Coach. Again, thank you.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes postgame show. And Indians go down to defeat 43-30 with a Parkway big rally at the end of the game there, and so they walked away with a 11-point victory. Again, tomorrow night, we'll head to Parkway. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and, I believe, Harold Feely, and the NFHS video will be available with WRKD audio, so if you want, you can turn them down, turn us up, and use your pause buttons to get it coordinated, or you can listen to them, because they're very good, too, but you'll just hear the Parkway side of it, and that's okay. Saturday, girls are at Mechanicsburg, 3 o'clock JV start. That'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then the boys will be at Ansonia at the regular time of 6 o'clock JV start, and we'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast. So, and the NFHS video will be available there. I don't believe there will be any audio with that. Sometimes the Tiger does some of their games, but it doesn't look like right now that that's the case. So for Ava Shane, for Diana Rammel, we appreciate you listening. We thank our sponsors for helping us put on the game, and we will see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.